This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live. We have a huge broadcast lined up for you on this 30th day of July, 2014. But I was rewatching a report from about 2 weeks ago that David Knight filed. I was watching it last night, and it's so good. I thought I would air an excerpt of it, Prison Planet of the Apes, with our own co-host, David Knight. This is the type of stuff that airs every night, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News.
There's a new book that's come out. It's called Animal Madness, How Anxious Dogs, Compulsive Parrots, and Elephants in Recovery Can Help Us to Understand Ourselves. Now, the interesting thing about this book is that rather than looking at drugs being tested on animals, it takes drugs that have first been, of course, tested on animals, then used routinely on humans, and now have gone full circle back into the zoo. And so it provides us some interesting insights. And, of course, in reviews, people have talked about anthropomorphism. In other words, projecting human characteristics onto animals. I say to speak of mental illness in animals requires a degree of anthropomorphizing. Or this is a humane, insightful, beautifully written book. Animal Madness gives anthropomorphism a good name. What about anthropomorphism in reverse? Yes, are we treating humans like animals? Let's take a look at a couple of the excerpts from the book. But before we do, there's also another school of thought in how we control animals. And that, of course, is the B.F. Skinner Behavioral Modification School. We use positive operant conditioning to control the animals. Skinner's techniques are actually a humane way to communicate with and to control animals. The problem arises with the reverse anthropomorphism when Skinner starts to treat humans as animals, devoid of freedom and dignity. Of course, much of our government's interaction with everyone from children in schools to airplane travelers with TSA is based on positive operant conditioning. In other words, let me touch you wherever I want and I'll reward you with allowing you to get on a plane. Now, of course, the other popular way to control people is with pharmaceuticals.
If Mr. McMurphy doesn't want to take his medication orally, I'm sure we can arrange that he can have it some other way.
Brightman's book gives us some perspectives on that. Now, Thorazine, of course, was first tested on rats. And what they found was that even though rats could easily climb up a rope to get to some food, once they put them on Thorazine, they couldn't be bothered. Even when they knew a shock was coming on, they would just sit there. What happened when they gave Thorazine to a gorilla in the zoo? This is a gorilla that was going to have to be relocated to a very small cage for a period of 6 months while his usual habitat was repaired. So what they did to help him cope was what any good psychiatrist would do. They put some Thorazine in his coke. What did that do for him? Well, the zookeeper said he shuffled back and forth across his cage with dulled eyes. It was a little like watching the men in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, a review of her book that's on Wired.com today covers a couple of interesting anecdotes entitled, Even the Gorillas and Bears in Our Zoo Are Hooked on Prozac. They look at what happens when we take these drugs that we've now approved for massive use on humans and then turn around and use them on animals in the zoo. Gus, the famous polar bear from the Central Park Zoo, was put on Prozac because he was swimming for 12 hours a day. Now, as an aside, that's what polar bears do. They range over hundreds of miles, and of course, that's why you see all these pictures of polar bears sitting on ice floes, looking like they're forlorn, like their habitat is melting. No, they range over several hundred miles a day. So this polar bear was swimming 12 hours a day, and they said that that is 0.00009% of his usual habitat. But, of course, instead of giving him a larger habitat, which they couldn't do, they put him on Prozac to try to control his behavior. Now, some of the zookeepers who were using psychopharmaceuticals on these animals were curious if other zoos were doing the same thing. Half of the 31 institutions throughout the U.S. and Canada that responded to their survey had used psychopharmaceuticals on their gorillas.
Again, that's just part of the video report that he filed for the Nightly News last week, Prison Planet of the Apes. I'm going to retweet it right now from my iPhone during this break at Real Alex Jones. Spread it far and wide.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
If you go back over a month ago, we re-reviewed the Banff Canada Security Prosperity Partnership secret meeting from 2007, where we learned part of the text of the secret North American Union Treaty of 2005, signed in Waco, Texas at Baylor University by the Canadian Prime Minister, the U.S. President, and the Mexican President. And in that document that we cover in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, they say, we will achieve North American integration and a North American Union for merger with the EU and the Pacific Union, with our corporate administrators completely bypassing the nation states. I'm paraphrasing quotes out of it. You can go read these. Judicial Watch again sued and got them.
the documents, thousands of pages that I read, much of which on air was covered. And they say, we will use the threat of terrorism, border collapse, and we will use epidemics like the flu or Ebola to bring in global governance. So just as the White House former chief of staff, now the Chicago Don, Rahm Emanuel, famously said to the Wall Street Journal television, don't let a good crisis go to waste. They are using this Ebola situation that is undoubtedly the worst Ebola outbreak ever. Undoubtedly the worst Ebola outbreak ever. To sell more global handling of tracking the disease. And I want to explain something. Interviewing multiple medical doctors, Harvard medical doctors, you name it, over the years. And a lot of articles have been written about this. You can look them up for yourself. There's a lot of evidence that Ebola was developed in laboratories and then released in the jungles of Western and Central Africa in the last 30, 40 years. And that as it mutates, it will become more aggressive and even airborne. And then one of the heads of the University of Texas Biology Department, who I want to do another special report on this week, maybe do it for the Nightly News tonight, Dr. Eric Pianca, who is a global exterminist. He believes that at least 90% of the population should be reduced. His acolytes, his graduate students that are now medical doctors, PhDs, microbiologists, responded to us criticizing him 6 years ago and the FBI visiting him by sending me open letters that we published saying, listen, we will exterminate everyone. Pianca is not radical enough. Humanity is a parasite and must be dealt with. In fact, here's quotes from the Texas newspapers that reported on it out of Houston. I watched in amazement as a few hundred members of the Texas Academy of Sciences rose to their feet and gave standing ovation to a speech that enthusiastically advocated the elimination of 90% of the Earth's population by airborne Ebola. That's what the newspaper reporter quoted to the Houston Chronicle. They weren't politically correct yet properly to go, of course we must exterminate everyone, while speaking to the group on a giant movie screen behind him was projected piles of skulls from the Rwanda massacre in 1994 with a red filter. And I've seen photos of that. You can look them up online. A man standing there saying, I pray for the blessed day when the airborne weaponized Ebola is released and 90%+ of the world dies as blood hemorrhages from every orifice. And now, hundreds and hundreds of deaths spreading all over Africa. There are now people on the ground in Germany that have Ebola. They're treating people at hospitals in Germany. A man collapsed before he could get on a African flight inbound to Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's the top headline up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com from the Daily Beast. He could have brought Ebola here, Minnesota widow on her husband. Patrick Sawyer was supposed to be with his kid's birthday party in a few weeks, but he died of the virus before he could board a flight to Minneapolis. His wife spoke out on the epidemic's toll. Nigeria felt a chill from the hot zone when 40-year-old man collapsed and died from the dread Ebola virus after flying there from Liberia. That hot zone chill now reaches America with word that the same man was scheduled to fly to Minneapolis in time for the August 16th party celebrating the birthday of two of the three young daughters. Guys, can we look up 12 Monkeys and find the clip where the bioweapons worker releases the bioweapon or is bragging about it? An environmental animal rights activist. Bruce Willis has been sent back from the future to try to stop it. What are you going to do, all of you arrogant narcissists out there, when this or some super weaponized SARS or the flesh-eating bacteria, the drug-resistant TB, starts literally eating your lungs? What are you going to do when your family members are dead? I know two people very close in my family, my uncle and my cousin, that are dead in the last 6 months, 7 months from this. And at the hospital, they said, we're turning people away. It's an epidemic, but it's not on the news. It came out in a few newspapers in Texas and other states that there was a quiet epidemic, and the hospitals under CDC orders would not release even what it was. And I even saw that in Newsweek yesterday researching drug-resistant bacteria or superbugs. Just type in the term and click it, and you'll see the articles this week where they admit maybe one out of 1,000 deaths from drug-resistant bacteria is being reported by the hospitals. And do you know why? Because they've been told by the CDC, shut up. And they don't want you to know that if you go in there to have a hernia operation, or you go in there to have your Achilles tendon worked on, or if you go into one of these facilities to even get a small spinal surgery, or to get a inspection of your colon with a colonoscopy, that you've got a major chance. Now, I've looked at the numbers. They try to cover these up. If you add them together, the number one cause of death is not heart attacks. It's not cancer anymore in this country. It's hospitals. And every doctor I know goes to private elite clinics for inpatient care to have their surgeries. That's where all the rich people go. They don't go near a hospital. They don't go anywhere near them. Because let me tell you, you can say this Ebola is hype. It's not. This is the most serious Ebola outbreak ever. Hands down, the scientists are on record.
This just popped up on Drudge.
Part of CMRER roped off. Officials say patient being tested. The corridor of the medical center's main emergency room was roped off on the first floor. This is in Charlotte, North Carolina. At Carolina's Medical Center near the entrance Wednesday, a security guard was posted outside to prevent anyone from crossing the line. The question is it Ebola? By the way, the heroic African doctor who has treated thousands over the years for Ebola has died. Here's the headline. If Ebola hits U.S., even healthy Americans will be quarantined. Persons who do not show symptoms would be forcibly detained. If you come in out of an African country that they think may have this, they're going to lock you up. The bigger question is, why are they making a big deal out of this? It is a big deal, but why are they making a big deal out of it when they've covered up basically flesh-eating bacteria killing people across the board, jumping into their lungs, and drug-resistant and drug-immune staph and strep and all the antibiotics they feed the farm animals that we then eat. Congressional report, Ebola bio kits have been secretly deployed to National Guard units in all 50 states. They're preparing. Remember, they've been pre-deploying for massive outbreaks. Again, could this end up being another part of the crisis? While our border is wide open and Africans, Pakistanis, you name it, was in the news yesterday, are just pouring across by the thousands as the border is wide open. But then they're going to use it to take your rights out there, America. That's just some of the news. Global authorities on the alert over Ebola outbreak. Ebola doctor quarantined in Canada. Ebola outbreak victim who sparked fears of global epidemic was on his way to U.S. Sierra Leone's top Ebola doctor dies from the virus. The doctor leading Sierra Leone's fight against the worst Ebola outbreak on record died from the virus yesterday, the country's chief medical examiner said. The death of Sheikh Umar Khan. The man's a hero. That's a true practitioner of medicine right there. We'll be right back.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
He's been a guest on this show, Geraldo Rivera. I've been on his show, I think, 5-6 times over the years on Fox. I like Geraldo Rivera at many levels, but because he's, I guess, has some ancestry connected to Puerto Rico, I guess he's bought into the propaganda that we've just got to have a totally open border to the south and let anybody in or you're racist. And he has come out and said, shame on Drudge. His authoritative website has gone hysterical on the issue of immigration children. 14 stories like, could Ebola sneak across? He hasn't had 14 stories saying that. The news has pointed out that drug-resistant TB, leprosy, black plague has now, bubonic plague has popped up, as you know, in Colorado. I mean, they're locking hospitals down in Germany and the U.S. Ebola has gotten into Germany. They're reportedly treating people in Germany that have come out of Africa with Ebola. Do you understand that, Geraldo? There's a reason we have a border. There's a reason, Geraldo, that you don't live in Puerto Rico, because it's not as nice as New York. Puerto Rico, by the way, is great compared to, like, Guatemala. So, do you want them to issue enough green cards to legalize the population of Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala? Because that's in the Congressional Budget Office's own numbers. That's in the bill. I mean, this is joke level what's being pushed. And I'm really concerned about superbugs coming across. I'm really concerned when I've been arrested for demonstrating that I'll get TB in jail overnight. Because that's where you get it, Geraldo. And when you get TB or any of this stuff in jail, nobody cares about you. In fact, if you get drug resistant, they lock you up for months or years in these modern sanitarium wards that are now popping up across the United States. If you have drug resistant TB and you get caught trying to fly, they arrest you and you get years in prison in a medical ward. But then we're like, well, why are the illegals allowed to just walk across with it? Why are no medical testing being done of all these people being dumped out of the Mexican, Guatemalan, and other hospitals? And Geraldo Rivera's like, you're racist. See, the laws are suspended. If I was an illegal alien, I could fly without ID. I could come across the border and be given bus tickets wherever I wanted. But as a citizen, I get harassed at the border. Because the border is there to control the people. They want more people inside the U.S. to turn them into political slaves. They want to exploit these Latin Americans. But they're still being used as a weapon. So Sierra Leone's top Ebola doctor has died. Part of CMRER roped off in North Carolina because of possible Ebola. We've got the headlines, could Ebola sneak across the U.S. border? I don't know, can fish swim in the ocean? Germany accepts infected patient for treatment as medical services across Europe are on high alert to prevent any risk of Ebola spreading here. A hospital in Germany accepts a patient with the virus. Yeah, you know why? Because bioweapons producers, guaranteed the Pentagon wants that blood. That's why that's happening. Ebola outbreak, deadly foreign diseases are potential major threats, says chief scientist, and says they are a threat getting into Western nations. That's in the London Telegraph. Maybe Geraldo Rivera will send a tweet at those scientists and say they're racist, huh? Because, see, everything's racist. Not bowing down, not accepting Obamacare is racist, not turning your guns in is racist. We've all been told that. And you know what? We're sick of it. There's another story up on Infowars.com. Keith Olbermann has gone on a multi-tweet, 5 or 6 tweets I was reading, attack on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com, literally calling us liars and saying that we believe in elves and magical creatures and that we're totally insane. And basically cussing at us and calling us all sorts of names. This is a guy that does a show on ESPN who would cover false flags to get us into the Iraq war when it came out in the British news, who would cover real stuff when he was bashing Republicans, rightfully so. But as soon as Democrats got in, this guy became a total whore of the establishment. What a disgusting creature. So you can see those tweets up in an article and video that Paul Watson did up on InfoWars.com. I hope some of my writers do a story on William Binney, the top NSA whistleblower, saying Obama should be impeached for the NSA spying because he's made it even worse, and saying that intelligence agencies have had a coup d'etat over our government. I thought that was a news-making interview. It was worldwide when he told lesser things to The Guardian, but again, we just keep dropping big bombshells here every 5 minutes. Big news coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no bond, it's a knife wound, it's a young step, but out of bed. It's strong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before. You're right, but now it's time to.
You notice all hell's breaking loose across the board right now. Dollar devaluation, power prices at all-time highs. That's in the news stack today. We've got beef prices and other meat prices at all-time highs. And there is a constellation of reasons that's happening as our farming bases shut down under federal regulations. Only big agri allowed to operate, basically. We also, of course, have dollar devaluation. I'm not trying to be negative here. You know, in the last few years, they kept announcing that by 2025 or 2030, we would see driverless cars on the road. We already had driverless cars on multiple state highways in the U.S. when they made those announcements. That's a standard PSYOP to announce it's coming in the future to acclimate you to accept it. Now in England, Germany, and other major countries, they're announcing that driverless cars will hit the streets in 5 months. Driverless cars heading onto British roads in 2015. Same thing in Germany. And they will also double as private and corporate and governmental surveillance hubs, grabbing your private digital information, decoding it, and selling it to the highest bidder. So it's the rise of the robots, ladies and gentlemen, that are being built in as basic backdoor Trojan horses into every major system that is out there. Again, I'm not trying to be negative here for everybody. I'm just trying to be honest about what's going on so that people understand the decision has been made to basically convert humanity into drones of the system and to have a rise of the robots. But the rise of the robots is bigger than just automation. The plan is to build a system and design an architecture that doesn't need humans and that is anti-human. They're not building an infrastructure to empower humanity and to give us a future. The decision has been made to build an infrastructure to make us completely obsolescent and to basically turn humans ourselves into a form of robot, merging with the machines through Pavlovian conditioning. When an iPhone dings, they've done the studies, you can look them up, people have a Pavlovian response like a dog does to meat. And they all sit back and brag about this and how the tactics work and how they're doing it to you. And these people are traitors against humanity. They keep you in a childlike state where you believe that their rabbit tricks are real. Never knowing that it's a fraud. And for those of you that are awake to this, you're saying, yeah, tell us something we don't know. The general public is in a trance. They believe the frauds. They don't know. They go into a movie and don't look for the propaganda. They sit there and suspend disbelief, absorbing whatever they're told. I want to get your take on the global crises that are accelerating, the wars, the destabilizations, the collapse of economies, the moves for bail-ins to take private bank account money in the U.S. and Europe. All those regulatory announcements are being made. The globalists are moving on every front. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today. Going back to Infowars.com, here are some of the headlines. Geraldo Rivera accuses Matt Drudge of fomenting a civil war over border crisis for simply pointing out that no nation's ever opened its borders like this. Accuses Drudge of engaging in racist behavior. Keith Olbermann trash talks Drudge, InfoWars, and bizarre Twitter rant. Why is this all happening now? Because the order is going out, folks. Analyst, bill banning NSA data collection will not stop mass spying. Gaza in perspective. Hamas does the bidding of Israel state. Kurt Nemo has an article there that I agree with from one angle. Israel's on record founding Hamas in 1974. the year I was born. That's mainline Israeli news. As a destabilizer, you don't want mainline Muslims who are like Gandhi not being violent, because then that makes their position stronger. You want them running around dragging people dead behind motorcycles like Road Warrior, like Humongous in Road Warrior, and firing rockets out of the blue. And when Israel says, stop firing rockets, they say, we will never stop. See, it's not Israel good, Israel bad, Hamas good, Hamas bad. It's that the whole thing's rigged, folks. And that's why I won't get into the whole cause celeb deal on the Palestinians. Because why won't you get upset about 300,000 Muslims, Arabs, Arab Christians being killed the last 4 years by al-Qaeda forces backed by the globalists? None of the cause celebs out there, none of the people that call me an Israeli agent, will talk about Benjamin Netanyahu endorsing ISIS a month ago. Outrageous, and I've criticized that. Because, see, that isn't in the script. That isn't in the PSYOP. You're supposed to be pro-Palestinian or pro-Israel. You're not supposed to pull back and go, oh, I see the manipulation. On record, declassified. You're not supposed to transcend the whole fraud. You're supposed to either hate Palestinians or hate Jews. I'm not going to hate either. They're all just people being played off against each other. And it's bigger than just Israel running Hamas. It's larger than that. It's the globalists running both states. It's the clash of civilizations that the PNAC documents from 2000 stated. The PNAC documents openly say, in Rebuilding America's Defenses, it's declassified, you can go read it. And by declassified, it's a governmental slash private think tank with Dick Cheney, the former defense secretary. He wasn't vice president yet when they wrote that, honchoing it. And they said, we will fund the radical Muslims and we will fund the radicalization of the West against them. We'll have a clash of civilizations that basically brings down both systems into our control. The only lie was they said for America, Pax Americana. This is not Americana. The NSA spying on everything we do without warrants, the government coming after our guns, the borders being wide open, global government, tens of trillions in banker bailouts, the ultra-rich exempt from taxation, using class warfare, brainwashing poor people to go after middle-class people, their only ladder out of poverty, shutting down the ladders of success. Is that Pax Americana? No, 1776 worldwide is Pax Americana. And it's an idea of freedom and liberty. Never truly realized in this nation's experience, but just the partial realization was beautiful in the areas that we were able to embrace that. So that's where I stand on this whole front, ladies and gentlemen. And then there's this headline, insider says intelligence agencies are running the government. That's his quote. William Binney. And the video, the entire interview from yesterday, 45 minutes long, is up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet that right now when I go to break. At Real Alex Jones, insider says intelligence agencies are running the government. When he said something lesser than that in the London Guardian, it was one of the biggest stories in the world for a couple days, and we celebrated his honor, his courage here on this show. But then we have this subconscious, myself included, view where if we break something big, it doesn't even make the website, and I have to go and make sure it makes the website. I'm not complaining or throwing anybody under the bus. I'm bringing this up to point out the fact that we should all think of ourselves in the new media as important. We should all realize we've proven we're trying to tell the truth and that we know what we're talking about and that we've tapped into the zeitgeist. And if you're in the liberty movement, you're part of that. You've proven it. You've taken the ridicule and the attacks and been proven right. And so when we have the number four guy at the NSA on our show saying it's a total authoritarian, criminal, martial law takeover, blackmailing the whole government, that sensational, and we, all of us, and you, the listeners, need to realize you may not get this for long if they stage a weaponized smallpox or weaponized airborne Ebola release that we know the Pentagon's been developing and other states have been developing. There have been articles out there in places like the Baltimore Sun with headlines, you know, breaking down the thousands of gallons of liquid death. And I remember that statement at these hundreds of bioweapons labs that they call BioShield, a decade-long or now 13-year-long program to build bioweapons labs in populated cities all over the United States that get around the weapons treaties by saying they're testing how to treat these weapons, but they're making these weapons. So what's going to happen if this stuff gets out? Will that be the crisis to bring in global governance and martial law? Is that why they're preparing? We should look at the West, who's done all this secret experimentation and weaponizing of viruses and bacteria on record as prime suspects involved in the worst Ebola outbreak ever. And doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists are saying that it looks like Ebola is getting stronger. It's mutating. And then we've got all these top globalists that go and hang out with Prince Charles dancing around making statements about soon the airborne Ebola will be out and 90% of you will die. And I'm sad, but it's best for the earth. And it's for the New World Order and for Lucifer. These are quotes, by the way, of major department heads. Scary enough that the FBI went and visited them when I threw a fit. So that says something for the FBI. I guess they love their kids. I guess you better look into biology department heads who talk like that. Because let me tell you something, folks. They're gearing up for the organized collapse of civilization. Will it be World War III? Will it be global financial collapse? Will it be the purposeful shutting off of the power systems worldwide? It's all happening. The globalists are waging war against civilization, except for compartmentalized breakaway civilization grids that they control. That's a military tactic. Shut down your enemy's technology, only you have it. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, American spiritual philosopher, author, considered one of the founding figures of the modern New Age movement. And he said that in a publication of the Council on Foreign Relations in congressional testimony. And by the way, I've been around these people. I'm not even going to tell people something. I'm not going to say it. I mean, it's too much. People can't even handle it. I saw that clip of that Mason one time that a Christian confronted about worshiping Lucifer. And he goes, oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, sweet Lucifer. But I'll tell you, at the top, they're Luciferians, folks. They're not devil worshipers. There's a big difference. And they think that they want to save the earth by wiping everybody out. And you can look at what humans have become and the things we do, and you could have that argument. But I want to take your phone calls. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Kevin in Mississippi. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
You want to talk, bro? Hell yeah. You want to talk, brother?
Yeah, I want to talk. How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
I was wondering, is the government going to do anything about stopping anybody from coming from Africa over to our country with that Ebola disease? Or are they just going to let everybody jump on planes and come on over here so they can kill us all?
Well, that would be racist if we stopped someone with Ebola from coming over. The main track to get in illegally, if you can't get a visa, is you go to Mexico, you land, and as long as you don't get off the bus, they don't stop you. And no, it's being predicted by virologists that if this outbreak of Ebola continues, it will come across the border. But again, Araldo Rivera said that anything south of the border can't be criticized. If you were in Guatemala City and didn't like your beans and rice and fish, that would be racist. You just accept anything if an alien spaceship landed in Mexico and flesh-eating goblins came off that were going to eat us, we would have to accept it because it originated in Mexico, sir.
That was something I was wanting to ask you. Have y'all heard anything about the Chinese that are supposed to have bought the National DeSoto Forest over here in Mississippi?
I know that, yes, Chinese firms are buying up giant swaths of public and private land all over the United States. They're basically state-run fronts. And then they pay off the locals and don't follow any of the laws and operate as a mafia. And they're arresting and taking the organs of Christians in China. That was in the news yesterday. And blowing up churches and taking down crosses on churches. But any criticism of that is anti-Asian. I thought I was criticizing authoritarianism. But again, if you criticize Hitler, it means you're anti-German. This is the new political correctness. So you just need to accept that, sir.
Well, I don't criticize Hitler because I have a full understanding of why Hitler done what he done way back when. But that was then, and this is now, and what we got now is a real big bad problem with that border down there. And what I want to know is why ain't the Texans, New Mexicos, Arizonians, Californians going down there to put a stop to all that coming
from? Well, you can go do it, sir. Listen, I've read Mein Kampf. Have you read My Struggle?
Sir?
Have you read My Struggle?
I was introduced to you by my son about 7 months ago.
Well, I'm glad you're tuning in, brother, but let me just explain something. What we've been told about Hitler in most history books is not accurate, but the real Hitler was a complete lunatic as well and was set up by British intelligence.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back. I want to thank all of our AM&FM affiliates out there as well, and all of their sponsors, all of our national sponsors, all of you out there, the listeners, for your prayers and support. By the way, the specials end in just a couple days. You can get 5.3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, you can always get 2 months free when you sign up for a year off the monthly price. If you go month to month, it's $5.95. The price goes down by an equivalent of 2 months free when you sign up anytime for a year. But when we do the special, we take another 3+ months of the price off, so it comes out to 5+ months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for a little more than 6 months, you get more than 5 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, see all my films, the nightly news, so much more, commercial-free video and audio podcasts, special reports on the road, 18, 19 years of material, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members who helped finance so much of what we're doing with the cutting edge of true independent, pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-empowerment media, truth media. We wear our bias to tell the truth and to stand up for freedom on our sleeve. We tell you openly what we stand for. PrisonPlanet.tv for the month of July. One membership, by the way, is 11 memberships. 11 people can use the PrisonPlanet.tv membership, InfoWarsNews.com, same URL. And until tomorrow, we're running a special. Huge discounts on all the Made in America apparel. The Molon Labe belt buckles, the Molon Labe shirts, you name it. The Made in 1776 ball caps and the golf shirts and water bottles that help spread the word and meet like-minded people. The Navy SEAL Made bottle breachers, 50 cal, rifle bullet, all of it. InfoWarsLife.com, MadeIn1776.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the master URL. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But those specials will end on the 1st. So please take advantage of it and support the InfoWar while you are at it. And again, we couldn't have done any of this without you. Let's talk to Jay in Texas. What do you think the next big crisis is going to be? This is the season of manufactured crises. What do you think?
Alex, you know, I got to say, you know, this, we did have a warning back in 2001 when we had the towers taken down, but of course in an inside job, but I think that we're heading that way in some way, some sort. You know, the war in the Middle East, and then we have war in Russia and Ukraine. You know, it leaves us out. I mean, the U.S. is never out of a war, regardless, you know, what stand is. So I think we're going to have to blackmail something. Someone's going to get blackmailed. Something's going to happen, and we're going to get involved. And I'm afraid it's going to be a inside job here in our United States, you know, in our country.
Well, I agree with you, because you notice that Obama keeps saying, I'm worried about just someone nuking Manhattan. I'm not going to say who. But then you look at the movies and what they're pre-programming, it's patriots linking up with radical Muslims to then blame us for it. Like U.S. Army, who was anti-Obama, detonated the nuke in New York City or in D.C. And really, it'll be the globalists to bring in their hard coup. And I'm telling you, all the Homeland Security preparations, folks, are for a takeover. Our ace in the hole is the average Homeland Security person is actually awake. I've been amazed. So the globalists have a real problem on their hands. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA.
DNA force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.